In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The defeat of the Israelites that we read about in our first reading today was very profound and complete, and it was rooted in their infidelity towards God, and as is almost every defeat of the Israelites in sacred scripture, because they are unfaithful to God and they disobeyed his commandments. But in this one, we also see their presumption. They were unfaithful to God. They disobeyed his commandments, including the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, who abused their position as priests to do bad stuff, let's just put it that way. And they assumed that all they had to do to win was to fetch the ark. They didn't have to change their opinions. They didn't have to change their behavior. All they had to do was fetch the Ark of the Covenant and bring it into battle, even though they had not been told to do so, and the Israelites would have victory. Even the Philistines were frightened because they heard the shout go out when the Ark entered the camp, and yet they were still defeated. The sin of presumption. They assumed that no matter what they would do, God would take care of them and God would forgive them. Don't be like this. You know, we have to work with God. We can't just lay down and say, God will take care of everything. We have to turn to God, and if we sin, we repent and try again. But we have to cooperate with him. We can't simply presume that he's going to take care of everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.